We read from John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind blows where it is listened, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish but have eternal, everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believed on him is not condemned, but he that believed not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the same name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes into the light, lest its deeds should be reproved. But he that does good comes to the light, and that his deeds may be manifest, that they were wrong in God.
有一个法利赛人，名叫尼哥底母，就是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：拉比，我们知道你是由神来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见到神的国度。尼哥底母说，人已经老了，又如何能重生呢？岂能再进母亲的腹部里生出来吗？耶稣说，我明明白白地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵里生出来的，就不能进入神的国度。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹来，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。尼哥底母问他说，怎能有这样的事情发生？耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的王，是先生，这还不明白吗？我明明白白地告诉你， 我们所说的是我们所知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，但是你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事情，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事情，又如何能信呢？除了从天上下降下来，仍旧在天上的人子，没有生出过天堂。摩西在旷野是怎样的举舌，你们也一样要被举起来，叫一切信他的人都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐予他们，叫一切信他的不至于灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降临人世，不是要定世间人的罪，信他的人不被定罪，不信他的人罪已经定妥，因为他不信神独生子的名。光阴来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，并不爱光阴，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在于此。凡作恶的便恨光阴，并不来光，恐怕他的行为就受到责备了。但行真理的必就来光，要显明他所进行的是靠神而行。大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 我们第二阶段的中文名字是读经大讲堂，英文名字是 Bible Study。 我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。我每次都会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 Ingrid Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习和问题讨论，希望这样的趣味互动性过程可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是约翰福音的第五讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。The English name is Bible Study. We'll adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-deep learning and problem discussion with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all.The following is my interview with my sister on related issues. Today is the fifth lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So the first one is my summary of John, the fifth time studying. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus. He was a high official man of Jews and probably very powerful. One night,He went to talk to Jesus. The Pharisees were very knowledgeable about religion, and Nicodemus knew that Jesus was a special teacher because the miracles Jesus performed had God's help. Jesus told Nicodemus an important secret. To enter heaven, one needs to be born again. Nicodemus didn't understand.He saw he could a person be reborn when he was old. Jesus explains that to be born again is not to be a little baby again, but to be like the wind, which we feel, but we don't know where it comes from or where it goes. Likewise, it's amazing that the new life comes from the Holy Spirit. Nicodemus still didn't understand, so he asked Jesus,What was going on? Jesus said, You are the teacher of Israel. You should know these things. I tell you what we know and we testify of what we have seen, but you don't accept our testimony. I told you earthly things and you didn't believe in it. If I told you heavenly things, how could you believe it? Jesus went on to say that,The only son of the man from heaven, who is himself, can tell people about heavenly things. He mentioned the story of Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness. Meaning that he would be lifted like died so that whoever believed in him would have eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent his Son into the world to save people, not to judge. Those who believe in him won't be condemned. These who not believe are already condemned. When light comes into this world, some people don't like the light. They prefer darkness. These people do bad things, are afraid of the light, will revel their evil deeds. People who do good things will move towards the light, because light can show that their actions are dependent on God, and it works. So Jesus is the Son of the God, and he wants to help us be reborn and enter heaven. But many people miss the opportunity to be saved, because they don't understand or are unwilling to accept the truth. We must pursue the truth in order to obtain real life and happiness. Now, please let my beloved Ingrid sister help me make a summary.
Hello, sister. Your summary was very good. Nicodemus belonged to the council of the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, who judged Jesus later to die on the cross. Nicodemus and another secret follower of Jesus were not present in their court at night.
你好，妹妹，你的总结非常到位。尼可底母属于法利赛人的公会，后来审判耶稣死在十字架上。尼可底母和耶稣的另一位秘密追随者，后来的晚上并没有出现在法庭上。
Nicodemus said, "We know that you came from heaven because nobody can do these things if God is not with him." So the Pharisees knew about Jesus, and their motivation to kill him was religious jealousy provoked by the devil in their hearts.
尼哥底母说，我们知道你是从天上来的，因为如果神不与你同在，没有人能行这些神迹。因此，法利赛人知道耶稣。他们杀害耶稣的动机是内心的魔鬼激起了他们的宗教妒意。
The Pharisees knew a lot about the law of Moses and the Old Testament, the book of the Jewish people, but even the book told about Jesus, they were, well, because of their religious thinking, not able to recognize him.
法利赛人对摩伊斯赛法律和旧约即犹太人的书了解很多，但即使书中讲述了耶稣，他们也因为宗教思想而无法指认出他来。
Jesus tells Nicodemus that the natural person has to be born again by water and spirit for to enter the kingdom of God. When a person is born again in that manner, she or he will get a spiritual person and a new identity in Christ.
耶稣告诉尼哥底母，一个自然人必须靠水和圣灵重生才能进入神的国度。当一个人以这种方式重生的时候，他或她将获得一个属灵的人以及在基督教里的新身份。
In the epistle of Paul, Paul mentions often the old person, the flesh, and the new person, the spiritual being in him.
在保罗的书信中，他认为在属灵的人里面，保罗常常提及到旧人、肉体和新人。
When we are born again, our flesh is crucified with Christ, and the spirit in us begins to live as a citizen in the kingdom of God.
当我们重生的时候，我们的肉体与基督同钉在十字架上，我们里面的灵魂开始作为神国度的子民而生活。Okay, so based on Bible study content, now let me ask sister some related questions. The first one, how does the concept of rebirth that Jesus mentioned to Nicodemus apply to personal growth and development? development in our lives. Rebirth in Asia culture refers to the next life after reincarnation, so it's very different from the understanding here. Sister, please tell me in detail.
尼格迪姆像提到的重生概念，你如何应用于我们生活中的个人成长和发展呢？重生实际上在亚洲文化中指的是轮回之后的下一次生命，所以此处的理解与我们的理解非常不同。姐姐，请详细说明一下。
In Asian culture, it means that a soul is born again as a baby with a new body and a new identity. The karma will cause a good life or a bad life.
在亚洲文化中，这意味着灵魂作为婴儿重生，拥有新的身体还有身份，业力轮回会带来好的或者坏的生活。
But the Bible says, man shall die once and after that judgment. According to the Bible, we live only once.
但圣经上说，人必有一死。审判之后，根据圣经，我们的生命只有一次。
The concept of karma does not work neither. We all commit sins, and when we accumulate the sins of a further life together with the life now, our karma is never positive.
轮回的概念并不再适用。我们犯下所有的罪孽，当我们将来世的罪孽与今生的罪孽一起累积起来的时候，我们的轮回结果永远不会是正面的。
Christian context and understanding of rebirth is to become a spiritual being. All sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus, and we can begin once again to live a holy life which pleases God. The Bible calls this the way of sanctification.
基督教的重生背景是成为一个精神存在，所有的罪孽都被耶稣的血洗净了。我们可以再次开始过上帝所喜悦的圣洁生活。圣经称此为成圣之道。
No one is totally saint in this world except of Jesus, but as a Christian, we are following Jesus and become more and more like him.
除了耶稣之外，这个世界上没有人是完整的圣人，但作为一名基督徒，我们正在追随耶稣并变得越来越像他。Okay, second question for sister. How does a person's spiritual rebirth or transformation positively impact their professional life and work ethic? What are the main changes between your life after being reborn and before? 一个人精神上的重生或者转变，如何对他的职业生活和职业道德产生积极影响呢？你在重生之后与之前的生活最主要的变化是什么？
It is the same as in Asian religions. There are limits which you can't do as a Christ. I can't, for example, not work as a doctor in an abortion hospital because the Bible says clearly you shall not kill.When I committed a mistake, I can't tell a lie to my boss. I have to admit it.
这与亚洲宗教中的情况相同。作为基督徒，有些限制你是无法做到的。例如，我不能在医院担任医生去堕胎，因为圣经明确规定人不可杀人。当我犯了错误的时候，我不能对老板撒谎，我必须要承认错误。
But the most important thing is I shall do everything as for the Lord. So it does not matter if I have a good boss or a bad boss, if my work is hard or not. At the place where God has put me, I shall be light and salt and do all things as for the Lord.
但最重要的是，我所做的一切都是为了主。所以无论我的老板是好是坏，我的工作辛苦与否都没有关系。在神安置我的地方，我要成为光，成为盐，为主而前行。 Next one, sister, how can a person find the same strength and resilience that Jesus displayed when faced with life's major challenges or setbacks.
当面对生活中的重大挑战或者挫折的时候，一个人如何才能找到与耶稣一样所表现出的力量和韧性呢？
It is difficult to find the strength because Jesus was the Son of God, but he was human too. So he suffered and was tempted as we are, but he was without sins.
实际上很难找到这种力量，因为耶稣是神的儿子，但他也是人，所以他和我们一样受苦受试探。但他实际上没有罪。
I think we can learn out of the temptations that are recorded in the Bible, how the devil tempted Jesus and how Jesus defended himself. The devil often tempts us to be proud that we can get a lot of things on earth and that we can do miracles and other things. But we have to learn that these thoughts come from the kingdom of darkness and take them under the obedience of God and take decisions that pleases the Lord.
我想我们可以从圣经记载的试探中得知魔鬼是如何试探耶稣的，耶稣是如何为自己辩护的。魔鬼经常引诱我们骄傲，认为我们可以在这个地球上得到很多东西，我们可以做出奇迹和其他事情，但我们必须知道这些想法来自黑暗的国度，并将它们置于上帝的顺服之下，并做出令上帝喜悦的决定。
Next one.How does the idea being born of the spirit different from our physical existence? Because modern physics defines existence and destruction of matter differently than the Bible does. How does this affect on our daily interaction with others?
从圣灵里生出的观念实际上与我们的物质存在有一些不同，因为现代物理对于物质存在和消亡定义实际上和圣经里面写的不一样，所以这对我们与他人的日常活动有何影响呢？
The idea of being born again means to repent and follow Jesus. That provokes rebirth. We are, as I mentioned, crucified with Christ and we live a new life with him.
重生的意思是悔改并跟随耶稣，这会带来重生。正如我所提到的，我们与基督同钉在十字架上，并与他一起过的新的生活。
Paul explains that the message of the cross is something stupid for the wise scientists of the world. It is revealed for the poor and simple people.
保罗曾经解释说，十字架的信息对于世界上聪明的科学家来说是愚蠢的，因为他为穷人和简单的人所揭示了不同的信息。
But I know some modern scientists that are reborn in the spirit too because they read the Bible and came to the conclusion that it must be the truth.
甚至我认识的现代科学家，他们也重生了。因为有些人他们读过圣经并得出一定的结论，这一定就是真理。
Next one, how do we compare the unpredictability of the wind to the presence of Holy Spirit in our lives? And what does this teach us about the unpredictability of life?
我们如何将风的不可预测性与圣灵在我们生活中进行比较？这教导我们什么关于生命的不可预测性呢？
We live because we have got a spirit from God who got inhaled in our body. When we die, this spirit goes back to God, our body to the graveyard and our soul to the place of glory or the place of punishment.
我们之所以能活着，是因为我们有来自上帝的灵魂。上帝将其吸进了我们的身体。当我们死之后，这种精神会回到上帝身边，我们的身体会回到坟墓，我们的灵魂会回到荣耀之地或者惩罚之地。
When we are reborn, the Holy Spirit tells our spirit that we are children of God and that we have a good place to go after death.
当我们重生的时候，圣灵告诉我们自己的灵魂，我们是神的儿女，死后有一个归处。
Many people confuse the talking of the Holy Spirit with other spirits. In this case, we have to exercise to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and when we learn to obey more and more, the louder he speaks into our life and leads us every day.
许多人将圣灵的谈论与其他谈论混淆了。在这种情况下，我们必须练习聆听圣灵的声音。当我们学会越来越多的顺服时候，他就会更大声地进入我们的生活，并每天教导我们。
Unfortunately, we never know when we die, so we are dependent that the Holy Spirit gives us wisdom how we invest our time for to get the fruit of it.
不幸的是，我们永远不知道我们什么时候会死亡，所以我们依赖圣灵给我们的智慧，并投入我们的时间，从中结出果实。Next one, sister, how can we as us emulate Jesus' response to Nicodemus when dealing with others' doubts or questions? 作为我们如何处理他人的怀疑和质疑呢？我们是否可以有效地效仿耶稣对尼哥底姆的回应呢？
Jesus said to Nicodemus that the Father loved the world so much that he gave his only Son for to save us. And when others have doubts, we have to explain that we are lost.
耶稣对尼哥底母说，天父如此爱世人，甚至赐下自己的独生子来拯救我们。当其他人有疑问的时候，我们必须解释我们自己迷失了。
Therefore, Jesus said, God does not want us to perish, but to give us eternal life. But when a person does not accept that he must be saved, so it is difficult to explain the gospel.
因此，耶稣说，神不愿意我们灭亡，乃要赐予我们永生。当一个人不接受他必须所得救的时候，这就很难解释去如何得到福音了。
As Jesus said, a lot of people love the kingdom of darkness or don't want to know that we only can live in the light or in the darkness, so it is difficult to explain the gospel.
正如耶稣所说的，很多人热爱黑暗的国度，或者不想知道我们只能生活在光阴或者黑暗之中，所以这更加重了解释福音书的难度。
For to get the question, people with doubts have to come to Jesus and ask, and that then Jesus promises those who seek will find.
为了得到一个问题的答案，有疑问的人必须来到耶稣面前进行询问，然后耶稣会回应他。所以，来问问题的人就会得到相应的答案。Next one.
So, how do we work to bridge the gap between earthly understanding and heavenly wisdom in our decision-making processes? Because although we are children of God, but not every children is smart.
我们如何在决策过程中努力弥合上理解与上天智慧之间的差距呢？因为我们虽然是神的孩子，但并不是每一个孩子都聪明啊。
Decisions must be found in obedience. When we make a decision, we can be obedient to the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of darkness.
决定必须在服从中被找到。当我们做出决定的时候，我们可以选择驯服于天国，也可以选择驯服于黑暗。
Each time we are obedient to heaven, we grow in wisdom and grace, and we learn more and more to work as God's child in this world. When we learn to act in obedience, the intellectual level of us is not important.
每次我们选择顺服于天国，我们的智慧和恩典就会增长，我们也会越来越多的学习到如何在这个世界上像上帝的孩子一样做事情。当我们学会了服从的时候，我们的智力水平就没那么重要了。
We will get wisdom from God, which has a bigger value as earthly intellect and education.
我们从上帝那里得到的智慧，它比尘世间的智慧和教育具有更高的价值性。Next one.What lessons can we learn from the parable of Moses lifting up the snake to help us through adversity or need guidance? 我们可以从摩西举蛇这样的比喻中学习到什么教训，来帮助我们度过逆境或者需要指导的时候呢？
Jesus wanted to tell Nicodemus that he will be crucified.Like Moses lifted the snake in the wilderness.
耶稣想告诉尼哥底母，他将像摩西在旷野中举蛇一样被钉在十字架上。
In this story, people of Israel was murmuring against Moses and God, and that was because God sent snakes among them, and a lot of people become very sick.So Moses lifted up a couple snake in the wilderness, and everyone who looked by faith on the snake was saved.
以色列人向摩西和上帝曾经发出怨言，因为上帝派蛇到他们的中间，很多人都已经染了重病。于是摩西在旷野中举起了一条铜蛇，凡凭信心看见这条蛇的人，最终都得救了。
Jesus on the cross was lifted like the snake. He was between heaven and earth to be in the gap between God and us for to make peace between God and us.
十字架上的耶稣像这条蛇一样被举起来。耶稣在天地之间处于神与我们之间的间隙当中，使神与我们之间建立了和平的关系。
From nature, we are rebels too, murmuring against God. But by looking at Jesus and standing before the cross, we are saved.
从本质上来说，实际上我们也是叛逆的。但通过仰望耶稣并站在十字架面前，我们就已经得救了。Next one. In the times of confusion or uncertainty, how can one find comfort and clarity?From the assurance of eternal life offered, and what action should we take? How will God guide us? 在混乱或者不确定的时候，一个人如何提供永生的保证呢？如何从中得到安慰和清晰的回答呢？我们又应该采取什么样的行动呢？神在这个时候又应该如何指引到我们呢？
Jesus says, nobody comes to me if not the Father pulls him. So we can read the Bible, rely on the Father, and hear the inner voice when the Holy Spirit wants to reveal the gospel to us.
耶稣说，如果没有父亲拽着我，没有人能到我这里来。因此，当圣灵想要向我们启示福音的时候，我们可以通过阅读圣经，依靠父亲，并听到他内心的声音。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024龙年春天快乐，我们下期再会。